I think you want how I got into radio and how my career has progressed since then and what I'm doing now. So I'll start on that basis. I got into radio probably for the same reason that most people do. I thought I was going to make a lot of money. I thought I was going to become famous, which is kind of a joke. And this type of thing, I think it was an ego thing more than anything else, because in high school I'd been quiet and shy and meek and mild-mannered and this type of thing, and I thought this is my chance to become somebody and to do something. I started out in radio 8 years ago at WTUP in Tupelo, Mississippi, and about the only thing that town is famous for is the fact that that's where Elvis Presley was born. I was very lucky in the fact that I was only there for like 4 months before somebody from a large station in a large market came to me and offered me a job. And that was at WMPS in Memphis, which was my hometown and which was fantastic. I was like on cloud nine. I thought, wow, this is everything I've ever wanted. I'm at a big market. It's my hometown, all the people that I went to school with, and all of my friends look up to me, and I'll be a big star because here I am on the radio and every night and this type of thing. Well, I was very lucky because I got into radio at a time when getting into radio was a cool thing to do, because the Beatles had just come into being, and I was young at the time, and I had long hair, and this was a time when disc jockeys were semi-stars. It's not that way anymore. A disc jockey, I found out later, and I know now, is someone who gets paid to entertain the public, and nothing more. I mean, anything that happens on the outside is fine. I mean, it's nice to have in this type of stuff, but it's something you don't come to expect. I mean, all you do is go and do your job, and that's it. I think probably the greatest break I had in radio was when I was in Memphis one day doing my show, and a guy called on the phone, and he asked for me, and I talked to him, and he says, how would you like to come to Louisville, Kentucky, and be a disc jockey? And I said, I don't think so. I said, I'm happy here, and I started off in Memphis making $125 a week. And after 3 years of being there, I finally got it up to like $200 a week. So I was happy, and I thought there's no reason to leave. I had good ratings there, and I just made up my mind that I was not going to leave. And this guy was very persistent. He kept calling, and he kept calling, and finally, I just made up an excuse. I said, look, I would like very much to come there and work. I said, but I can't because I have a son who's a year old, and he has asthmatic bronchitis, and with all the pollution and everything in Louisville, there's no way I can come up there because he wouldn't be able to breathe. So the guy said, well, hold on, I'll be back with you in about 30 minutes. Well, I waited, and 30 minutes he called back, and he had a doctor on the phone. And the doctor said, son, I don't know where you get your information from. He said, the pollution here is no worse than the pollution there. He said, all you have to do is come up here, and you can move in the east end of town, and there won't be any problem. So I said, I'll get back in touch with you. I called my wife, and I said, look, I said, if anybody wants me to work for them that bad, and this is the first time anybody had ever shown any initiative as to thinking I had any kind of talent as far as radio was concerned. So I was somewhat flattered in that respect. So I told my wife, I said, if anybody wants me to come to work for them that bad, I said, we're going to go. I said, start packing. So I called a guy back. I said, I'm coming to Louisville. He said, great. I said, I've got to give these people at least 2 weeks' notice, which I did. And then the very day that I left Memphis, of course, you have to be a little bit nostalgic and a little bit sad about leaving some place that's been your home for 20-something years, and the fact that you've been successful in radio for 3 years there. So I was on my way. I had a going-away party, by the way, the night before. Some real good friends of mine from Memphis, a group by the name of Booker T and the MGs, had given me a going-away party the night before. So the next day when I got ready to leave for Louisville, this was a Thanksgiving weekend. It was rainy, and it was there was sleet and a little bit of snow, and I had a hangover that you wouldn't believe from the party the night before. And I thought, oh, wow, I have probably made the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life. Coming to Louisville, I said, look at the weather, it's rainy, there's snow, plus I got caught in a traffic jam, and I was able to pick Wacky up on the radio, and Weirdbeard, who's now in Rochester, New York, and a fantastic person, Weirdbeard was on the air, and he was making fun of a traffic jam in southern Kentucky, which was 17 miles long. Well, that wasn't too funny to me because I was right in the middle of it, and I was on my way up there. Well, anyway, I got to Louisville. I found out that the people in Louisville are by far the greatest people I have ever met in my life, and I've been very fortunate. I've gotten to go a lot of places, and I've gotten to do a lot of things, but I have never been any place that is any greater than Louisville. In fact, I used to hear kids say all the time that there's nothing to do here, I sure wish we could leave, and this type of thing. Believe me, Louisville has it over so many other cities, it's unreal. I think Louisville's a fantastic town. In fact, right now, I'm sitting here depressed because I'm not at Louisville Downs betting on a harness racing, which is something I like to do, but that's beside the point. Career-wise, Louisville was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And sometimes I still have second doubts as to whether or not I made the right decision by leaving Louisville and by coming down to Chattanooga. I've been very lucky since I've been in radio. I don't think there's a major group in the world that I haven't emceed. In fact, I'm one of the 12 disc jockeys in the country who had the opportunity to emcee a Beatle concert, which to me is a big thrill. I've had the opportunity to meet several big stars and have become personal friends with a lot of them, and I enjoy that. To think that a country boy from Jackson, Tennessee, who was the oldest of six kids and whose father made $50 a week, grew up to hobnob with stars, that gives me a certain amount of feeling good. I like that. I really do. That's where the ego part comes in. It makes me feel good to be able to have a rapport with these people and know these people on a first-name basis and for them to know me. The only reason I left Louisville was because two friends of mine bought a station here in Chattanooga, and they asked me to come down and run the station for them, and with a promise that if it was successful, that sooner or later they would buy another station in a larger market and that I would have an opportunity at that station. So what it amounted to was it's strictly a thing for the future, and a chance for security for me and my family in the future. So that means in the past 8 years, I've gone from a $50 a week disc jockey to about a $20,000 a year disc jockey, with the opportunity, should I be successful here, and from early indications, it looks like we might be, should I be successful here, that within the next 10 years, I might be manager of a station in this chain, and get a percentage of what the station makes, which if it's a top 10 market could be $200,000 or $300,000 a year. So that's the reason I'm in Chattanooga. The city itself I don't care for. I have little fits of depression occasionally because I like Louisville so much and I miss it so much and I want to come back, but all I can do now is to sit back and hope. And I sincerely do, with all my heart, that these people will someday be in a position where they can buy a station in Louisville, and I can move back there. And the first day I come back, I'm going to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and go out to Long Run and play a game of golf. That afternoon, I'm going to take in the afternoon races at Louisville Downs, buy me a hot dog, and stay over for the night session, and do nothing but play golf and bet on horses the whole day. Anyhow, I hope this has helped you with what you're trying to do, and God bless you and be good.